Simin Shin Hei, Sif Chaf. The Mechaber says that a Yid could tell a guy to milk his animal, to milk his cow on Shabbos, because of Tzar Balechayim. If the behemoth is engorged with milk that was not taken out of it, it causes Tzar for the behemoth. And for Tzar Balechayim, you're allowed to do Amir La'akum on Shabbos. However, the Mechaber says that chol of that milk is usher on Shabbos, also to drink it or to be nenner from it on Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah explains, because of the gzera of Mashkin Shazavu, that if you have fruits that are omit the schita, omit to be squeezed, such as zeisim, anovim, olives, and grapes, so even the juice that leaks out of them on their own on Shabbos is usher. And here also, since this cow is meant to be milked, and we're going to one day drink that milk, so therefore the milk that comes out from that cow, even on its own, is also to drink or be nenner from on Shabbos. And who had done the same thing over here when the guy is taking it out, but even heter, because we're allowed to tell him to do it because of Tzar Balechayim. The Mishnah Berurah says the same heter of Tzar Balechayim, Amir La'akum, applies that one came Mamre and Avuz. Avuz a geese, is a goose, is Avuz is a geese, that they used to, so to speak, force feed them, Bahamra, and that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. However, once it got done to the geese on a regular basis, they become used to it, and then it's necessary for them to have that, and they have Tzar otherwise. So you're allowed to tell a guy to do Hamra, to force feed the geese on Shabbos, in order to get around the issue of Tzar Balechayim. However, Mishnah Berurah brings for Tshuva Sarma, that you can only tell the guy to do it one time on Shabbos, because after one time, there's no Tzar Balechayim, it's not necessary to do it more than once. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says it's even mashba in that Tshuva Sarma, if there's no guy available, even the Yid could do it one time on Shabbos. Even though it says in some Shinchav Dalat of Tess, it's also to do Hamra to the Avuzas, to the geese on Shabbos. Here, where there's no other Eitzah, and there's no way to keep it themselves, is what they're used to doing it, the geese, it's Mutal Tzar Balechayim. Mishnah Berurah does say that if you're going to have to eat yourself, there's no goy available, it's better at least to have a cut and do it, not a gadol, rather than a cut under my mitzvah do it. The Rambam says someone who milks a cow into a kli, into a bucket, it's chayiv, it's a malach of the raisa of mafarik. However, if he squeezes the milk out of the cow into an oichel, into a food, then it's potter, which means potter, will also, it's only aser, midrabanan. But in any case, that milk will be aser to be nenner from a Shabbos, even if you do it into food, chayiv, it's oichel, into food, since the behemoth is not roi la'achila on Shabbos, because you can't shechna on Shabbos, so the milk inside of it is also not roi, and what you squeeze even to the oichel is muksa, and therefore be aser to nenner from it, pashal, it's muksa. I mean, besides the issue of mashkin shizavu, the Magen Avraham is saying it's the issue of muksa. In any case, milk that comes out of a cow, wherever it lands, is going to be aser to drink or to be nenner from on Shabbos. So the Mechaber said you could do Amir La'akim to a guy to milk a cow on Shabbos because it's Tzar Balechayim, which you can't drink the milk on Shabbos. The Mechaber does bring a Yeshua, there's a different Shittas Rishonim, the whole you have to buy it off the guy. That should not look like the guy did it, Letzarech Yisrael for the Yid. It should be clear that the guy did it for a different reason, which in this case is Tzar Balechayim. You have to pay the guy for the milk to have it for after Shabbos. The Bir Lacha says you could pay him with anything. You could give him an apple, give him a fruit, even if it's not worth a Shavu Pruta. The point is he gave the guy something. This way it shows that the guy did not milk the cow, Letzarech Yisrael. He did it for a different reason, Amir La'akam, or for himself, or something like that. Mishnah Berurah says the Olam is neglig as far as Rishayna, and not makbet to pay the guy for the milk, since it's Hetam Amir La'akam over here, because it's Tabal Lechayim, so it doesn't make a difference who the guy is, if it's a guy off the street, or if it's even like a shivcha that works for you. It's clear that the reason why they're doing it is Tabal Lechayim, and there's no issue. Mishnah Berurah does say, from the Magen Avraham, that it's better if the guy could milk the milk into a food, because then the Amir La'akam is only on a drabbanon. It's a shvus to shvus, Malkam Tzar Balechayim, instead of being forced to be semech on Mir La'akam on a direct Malach of the Raisa, because of Tzar Balechayim. Sivchav Aleph, the cheese that the Shivchas, the Goyish, maids make themselves out of the Yiddish milk, that's mutter, to be nanner from after Shabbos, because since they didn't tell them to do it, they did it on their own, so they're doing it, stomach for themselves, and you can be nanner from it, not on Shabbos, but after Shabbos, you can be nanner from it. But Shabbat brings an achrayim, but they don't like this, since she takes the Yiddish milk, and the Yid sees and doesn't stop her, it looks like she's doing it for the Yid, and it's very likely she is doing it for the Yid, she knows the Yid likes it, even if she does it after it's her own house, since she took the milk from the Yid, and the Yid's house, and she went and did in her own house, you have to stop her. Definitely if she does it in the Yid's house, it's a problem to be a gross. Other kasha on the Sif, Lamaisa, the Shmur brings an achrenim that the Shana Shulchan Aruch is talking about she only does it once in a while derech mikra, not on a regular basis. Then she does it once in a while derech mikra, so then after Shabbos you could be nenefer. But she does it on a regular basis, avad, you have to stop her. It looks like she's doing it for the Yid, and it's very likely she really is doing it for the Yid. Sivcha Beis, someone has a guy who stays in his house, works in his house, and he's riding on the Yid's animal on Shabbos. He's taking the animal to drink or whatever he's taking the animal for. You don't have to stop him, because since Chayin says Atzmoy, it's not considered as if the guy is being carried by the behemoth, rather it's considered if the guy is going by himself. Bishbur explains, you know, Chayin says Atzmoy is only Hetter with the Raisa, with Rabbanan, it's also to carry another person, to carry a child on Shabbos with Rabbanan. A behemoth did not make this Xer Rabbanan, and therefore we sign on the Raisa to get to Chayin says Atzmoy. However, you do have to stop this Goyish worker, this Goyish person for putting his begadim or his kalim or anything else on the behemoth, because then you do have a problem with Shvisa behemoth of the guy carrying whatever else it's carrying. The oak of the saddle, that's not a problem, because that's bolted to the person who's riding on the behemoth.